In a surprise move, House Republicans have decided to revert back to older, stricter ethics rules governing their leadership. Republican leaders have come under intense scrutiny for relaxing ethical standards in the House, and this rule change comes on the eve of the 109th Congress. NPR's congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook joins us now from the Capitol to discuss this turn of events. Andrea, what we're talking about here is the rule that was written just recently. Was this widely seen as something that was intended to protect House Majority Leader Tom DeLay?
It was. It was a rule that would have allowed any member of the Republican leadership to stay in their post even if they were indicted. This was seen as a move that was squarely aimed at Tom DeLay because his fundraising operations are under investigation in Travis County, Texas, where a grand jury has already indicted three of DeLay's associates for fundraising for Tom DeLay. And so it was seen as a way to protect Tom DeLay, who was very powerful and popular majority leader among House Republicans.
Now, as we said, this was a bit of a surprise. Why are they doing this and why now?
Well, you know, that's the big question now. Democrats at this point were gearing up for a lengthy debate on the House floor tomorrow, talking about how Republicans have fully lost whatever moral authority they had in the House of Representatives. Some say they were just overreaching at this point. They were going way too far. And some even rank-and-file Republicans say that they felt like they were losing some of that, you know, authority, that staunch authority that they think they have here. And so, especially leadership aides, several of them told me that they felt like that the DeLay rule, as it's called up here, was becoming a distraction from almost anything else that Republicans wanted to get done this session.
Now, I understand House Republicans also backed down from making some changes to the rules of the Ethics Committee. Tell us what that means.
Well, they were going to pass. They looked as if they were going to pass two different rule changes. And the Ethics Committee is the panel that investigates members of Congress when they come under some kind of ethical questionable complaint, something like that. And so the Republicans wanted to change the rules so that they could sort of relax when a complaint comes up, on what grounds, and something that would a certain situation that kicks into an automatic investigation. It looks like they're backing down on redefining the actual ethical code of conduct in the House, making it more specific. So in other words, the fact that it's vaguer right now, more vague right now, means that more people can fall under questionable ethical standards, and therefore there can be more ethical violations. Do you see what I mean? So in other words, the Republicans have basically backed down from watering that down.
Now, of the rules that were recently changed, are the Republicans sticking to any of them?
It looks like they are sticking to quite a few at this point, though none of the most controversial. Specifically, there will be a few changes that will allow family members of Congress to go on paid vacations, this sort of thing, that are paid for by lobbyists and organizations. Smaller rules changes to the Ethics Committee.
Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.
NPR's congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook from the Capitol.